It's a shame that this is the last old logo that's ever going to be handed
out. You don't have to answer the question.
I'll answer the question.
I think it's a really complex question.
You never know what you're going to get.
All right, a quick update of what's going on in the world of entertainment with Jaden Forster. Good morning to you, Jade.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, I've just read details this morning that footy crowds set to return to the MCG this coming weekend.
Yes, it's good news. Hopefully everything can start reopening up again soon too, away from the sporting world as well, because everything needs to get back up and running. We need it.
Need it. We do need it, yeah. All right, let's get to what's taken place over the last few days. Johnny Ruffo, he's opened up about his cancer battle in a doco that aired on Channel 7. That was last night.
It was, yes. The Big 7 News Spotlight unit had another big documentary that went to air last night, and he was the person of interest in that. It's been 4 years now since he was diagnosed with brain cancer. They got onto it pretty early, and he was in remission, but only to find out around 3 years later that it had in fact spread to another part of his brain. And since then, he's really been in the fight of his life, essentially. But last night, in that really riveting doco that Channel 7 did, his fans got the news that they were hoping for, that he had in fact turned a corner. We know now from him that his spine's all clear, and that the tumour that was in the right frontal lobe of his brain and the brain stem is actually now all stable. So fantastic news for him and his girlfriend and the rest of his family who've been enduring this for the past 4 years. And in a very sort of weird and unfortunate silver lining, Johnny's battle and his approach to everything, in the past he has, and it's continuing to help fans who are going through a similar thing and cancer themselves. We've seen that in the past, and we even saw that online last night. So that's fantastic to see. Hopefully everything continues like that for Johnny. We certainly wish him all of the very best.
Absolutely. Well said, Jade. Hey, now the fallout from this racism controversy surrounding the Golden Globes this year. Two members of the Hollywood foreign press, that is, have said, right, that's it, I'm out of here. What's going on?
Yeah, that's right. So a Dutch and a Chinese member have resigned from their post as members of the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. There's around 90 members in total, mainly because they feel that their position at that organisation, they say, which is one of fear of retribution, corruption and abuse, is simply untenable. They're saying that most of the members that are there are really resistant of any deep change, something that the organisation has dismissed, we must admit, in the past 2 days. But look, they've long been perceived as being just shonky and dodgy, apparently allowing prospective nominees to woo members in the hope of getting votes, among various other things. And then, of course, this year that report emerged highlighting their approach to people of colour and respective nominees. So it's just an absolute schmozzle. They need to make significant change, and it needs to happen sooner rather than later, because otherwise the Golden Globes will cease to exist. We know they're not going to be on the NBC next year. Whether they'll continue after that, well, who knows?
Who knows? Can't you just buy a Golden Globe these days if you've got enough money in Hollywood?
Well, that's what apparently some of them have been doing, wooing the various members in these luxurious resorts overseas, and all sorts of things have apparently been happening. So they need to make a change and make it better.
Yeah. Hey, great news for Natalie Imbruglia, set to release her new album. That's coming up, first one in 12 years, coming up in September, I think it is it?
Yeah, around then. It's been a very, very long time. She, of course, known for that big, big hit Torn that we all know. And she really had it all, really. She was hot at the time. She had that hit. Her name was on everybody's lips. She had the look. She was really sexy, but she just lost her confidence and her drive to record, and has now stepped back into the studio once again with that new album Firebird coming out later in the year. But she's actually dropped a brand new single on Friday called Build It Better. I think we've got a bit of a grab of that.
I love that you gave my heart a home. This hasn't changed, but I'm here alone. I know it's crazy, walking fires, and nothing lasts forever.
Now, I saw the film clip to this. It looks quite exciting from that.
Yeah, I really like it. It looks like she's just stepped straight back in time to her glory days with that hit Torn, and then some music that she released after that. And she's a new mum too, so she's back doing what she loves again. And we wish her all the very best, because, you know, it's strange that you hear sort of musicians like that saying that they do lose their confidence. And now seemingly she's found it again. So look, full props to her. Good luck to her.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Jay, we're going to catch up with you Friday.
Indeed.
Looking forward to it. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, Jase.
All right, Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane. 24 past 8. We've got all the latest news coming up for you shortly then, Neil Mitchell.
Lunchtimes are for getting out of work. Go